From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. This week, for the 30th-plus time, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to repeal the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, President Obama's signature health care reform law of 2010. And while no one was surprised to see Utah's congressional Republicans support that repeal, the fact that they were joined by Blue Dog Democrat Jim Matheson is a different story. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. And he joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, let me read just a few of the more than 100 comments on Congressman Matheson's Facebook page reacting to this news so far. They include, quote, "Just admit you belong to the GOP and you, sir, have lost my vote." But there are also a few comments such as, "Thanks for your vote against the monstrosity known as Obamacare. And I am proud of your vote and proud to call you Utah's representative." So mixed reaction, it sounds like, but at the same time, it sure looks like many Democrats are not happy with the congressman. Would you agree?
You know, there's probably no way for Congressman Matheson to win on this issue, really. In any way, however he voted, he was going to be, eviscerated by one side or the other. If he had voted to not repeal it, had voted against the repeal, then he would obviously give himself clearly fodder for the Republicans to come after him in the election. If he did what he did, which is vote to repeal it, then, you know, he has Republicans saying, look, he's just trying to, play into the campaign. You know, he's worried about the me love and those kind of things. So, you know, it's really, really hard for Matheson. But his point is, he says he's being consistent, that he voted against health care in committee, voted right. against it on the House floor. He voted when they brought it back to the House floor. But the Republicans, like, they have, I think you said it too, they could count 33, I think, different votes that they've taken on different parts of it, or repealing parts of it, or on funding parts of it. So there's pretty much a lot of different ways you can classify how he voted on some of those.
So, Thomas, let me play you a clip of a different Jim, Utah Democratic Party Chair Jim DeBacchus, whom I spoke with after the Supreme Court upheld most of the Affordable Care Act. Here's what he had to say then.
It's a wonderful moment for all Utahns, and I know it's going to take some time for everybody to understand that this is not Chicken Little, it's not the end of the world, it's actually going to be a good thing. But I firmly believe as it gets implemented and people come to recognize what it is, it's going to be a very good thing for Utahns and for the economy.
So do you think it makes it a little more difficult for the Utah Democratic Party to praise the Affordable Care Act when their only Democrat in Washington, Jim Matheson, has voted against it?
Short answer, yes. I think there's a little bit of a difficulty there. Obviously, the Democratic Party supports Matheson. They want to return him to Congress. They want to hold on to his seat. But yes, it's obviously a tricky situation they're going to be in. Matheson's point is that he wants to vote and repeal it so they can actually sit down and come up with a better answer, a better solution. But of course, the Supreme Court just upheld the law. People are trying to move on here, and this is in many ways a Republican talking point, a Republican plan to gin up their base, and it seems working well for them and putting vulnerable Democrats like Jim Matheson in tough spots.
Turning to former Utah Governor John Huntsman, Thomas, he drew some reaction this week when he announced that he would not be attending this year's Republican Party convention in Tampa, even though he has said he is supporting Mitt Romney for president. So two questions for you then. Why isn't he going, and how many people out there actually care that he's not going?
But I think there's a good answer to this. I saw some Twitter traffic about it earlier, is the idea that maybe Jim Matheson should go to the Republican convention and John Huntsman should go to the Democratic one. John Huntsman is obviously a little irritated by his presidential race and how that went, and he has some choice words to say about the party and where it's headed and the kind of fringe groups that he thinks have taken over the Republican Party. So he says he's not going to go to this convention or another convention until the party starts to focus on the bigger ideas and becomes the party of Reagan again, and not this party of the Tea Party in so many ways. It's almost a good reminder of what happens with former candidates. John McCain did sort of the same thing after 2000 when he lost to George W. Bush. McCain kind of went off the reservation for a couple of years and was pretty critical of the Republican Party, but he came back and was their nominee in 2008. So maybe Huntsman will be coming back too. But let's think of it this way too. I'm not sure the reception that Huntsman would have got if he had gone to Tampa later this year. It's not essentially the most welcoming party for someone who's been critical of it.
So, Thomas, I don't know if Utah Senator Mike Lee is a fan of HBO shows like True Blood or Boardwalk Empire, but we can be pretty sure he's not a fan of Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom after he was slammed by the Jeff Daniels character in this week's episode when he says, quote, Bob Bennett, the most conservative member of the Senate, is going to lose his primary race to a guy named Mike Lee because Lee found room to the right of Bennett. Now, this, of course, takes place in 2010. Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure I don't remember too many people claiming that Bennett was the most conservative member of the Senate. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's no measure that actually put Bennett in that situation. He was considered a conservative by many people, but he wasn't the most rock solid conservative out there. So the show, obviously, it's fictional. So they take a little liberties here and there. Their mistake this last episode was using real names, and when they called out Mike Lee and said that he wanted to repeal the 14th Amendment, that ruffled some feathers in his office, and he literally called up the president of HBO to complain, and asked that they not do that again. I'm not sure they're going to do any kind of correction. I called HBO, and they still have not got back to me with a comment yet, so I'm guessing they're just going to stay away from it. But let's put it this way. I don't think Mike Lee and Aaron Sorkin are going to be best friends anytime soon.
That's a safe bet. Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins us every Friday, and Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.